We're back home.
Yeah, did you guys all have fun together?
No.
Yeah, not really. No, it sucked.
they're kind of bitches in real life.
Yeah, we're a bunch of dicks.
I mean, we're kind of bitches, but you're like the alpha bitch.
Yeah,
whatever.
You're alpha bitch.
If that's actually a term.
Alpha bitch. No, it was fun. Yeah, we were out and we were in Long Beach. Mm-hmm. And had an Airbnb that was strict. They were like, no going in the hot tub after 9 p.m. And it's like, oh cool, God. That's when everybody wants to go in a hot tub is, right. You know,
yeah,
like midday. That's great. So, yeah, I'm going to give them a bad review, but I just got to make sure that, like, I need to leave a little bit of space. whoop, dropping stuff. Who wants to do the opening?
You do.
I do? Son of a... Okay, cool.
Is there anything you don't want us to mention?
Yeah.
No, I think if anything comes up that I feel like uncomfortable talking about or I feel like isn't a good idea for me to talk about, I'll kind of skirt around it.
Yeah, just say next.
Yeah.
Next question, please. Moving on.
I'm used to politely shutting people down because I work with the general public, so I can definitely just be like, let's go over here.
Could you kindly shut the fuck up? Thank you.
We're actually not about that.
And what are your pronouns?
I use she, her. I prefer some people use they, them for me, and I also am fine with people using he, him, which is odd and rare, I know, but in my instance, I don't get like very triggered by it, so I let people do what they do. But I promise. Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, I got he him'd a lot today, yesterday, on the airplane when I was trying. They were like, "He's trying to get to Charlottesville." And I was like, "Yes, he is definitely trying to get to Charlottesville."
Yeah. So awkward. I feel like for me, boobs. I'm pretty androgynous, so there's times that I'm not wearing like a ton of makeup, and I don't have like large breasts and stuff like that, so I feel like it's a little more understandable. But for someone like you who's clearly a woman, it's just downright stupid or offensive.
Stop it. Keep going.
Well, my pronouns are zzmzex, so don't fuck it up, Ross. We're gonna kick your ass off the show. I'm just kidding, it's just she, her, don't worry. And I don't even care if you screw it up, I really don't.
I'm gonna start doing that now.
What?
I'm gonna start saying Z.
Z Zam Zek. I don't even know what that means. Welcome back to Girl Dad Girls Podcast. My name is Michaela Garcia. Hello, everybody.
Oh,
with
hi.
Me as always is that QT Danny B and Bree St. Marie and our very special guest, professional makeup artist, Dakota Kuhn. Hello, ooh, Dakota.
Hi, everyone.
Gotcha.
Welcome to the show.
Cute. Oh, my goodness.
Thank I'm going to hop right into my first question. Dakota, are you trans?
I am, yes.
What the fuck? Every single person is trans on this. Are you kidding me?
I know.
Sorry, that's my fault.
It's so weird. Such a weird one. It's almost like...
We have a streak here.
Yes, I had no idea. I just figured, you know what? This seems like a pretty common thing that's happening here. So I just asked.
We are 23 for 23.
Well, welcome to the show, Dakota. You are quite stunning.
Thank you.
Hot.
And thank you so much for
having
me. My name is Dakota Kuhn. I'm a professional makeup artist. I live in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
I'm a great north.
Yes. A very, very cold state, though. This winter has actually been very warm, which is great. I'm married. I've been with my husband for 18 years. So for a
he
very
is
time.
Cute, too, y'all. Let me tell you. They are a stunning couple.
Thank you.
Did you say 8 or 18?
18.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you got married when you were 1?
Exactly, yes.
Oh my goodness.
It was
an indentured arrangement.
I met him when I was 18, and I'm turning 37 this year. So
wow, you look nice.
God, this month, actually.
Age.
Yeah, except for fuck, you look so much better than I do.
No,
that's awesome. I'm actually going to be turning 27 in June.
Of 10 years ago.
Hey, shut up, Danny. Jeez.
June of 2013.
I'm going to be 40 in a year and 4 months.
That's exciting. So you're my friend's age then. He's turning 40 this year. Yeah, he's going to kill me for not on in a public arena.
It's okay. Every year, I get an extra wrinkle on my testicle. That's how I know how old I am.
Like tree rings.
Exactly.
Tree stump.
Testicle
tree
rings.
Stumpy.
can't confirm. how's being married as a trans woman? Is it like what? All of us are sadly pretty single.
Divorcees.
Yeah, it's honestly really good. I can't imagine doing anything in my life without my husband, just because I've been with him for so long, which is good and bad. but yeah, it's good. I'm married to my husband, actually identifies as gay, which is kind of different. So I feel like I'm not in like a common relationship that a trans woman would be in with another guy. Typically, obviously, only straight guys are into us. But I met my husband so long ago that he was with me long before I transitioned. So, yeah, it's a little different and a little more of like a modern or like different relationship dynamic, I guess. But it works really well for us, obviously.
That's awesome. I mean, it's great that it seems like you both are more into like the person than, you know, I guess what's on the inside versus what's on the outside, which is, I wish more people would do that, because I'm trash on the outside, but on the inside, I'm mostly trash. I only look like a bitch. What has been the most fun part about your transition?
The most fun part, I think just seeing like the visual changes that I was looking forward to. And I was very careful, like at the start of my transition, not to put too much expectations on it. Like I was just kind of like, okay, I'm just going to start taking this and we're going to see what happens. And if it's great, then that's awesome. If not, then I'll stop. Like we'll figure it out. But yeah, like watching my body change and being able to like gain weight for the first time in my life, because I'm very thin and normally I'm kind of underweight. Like my whole life, I weighed like around 110 to 115 pounds. And wow. I'm 120 to 125 pounds, and it just feels so good.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'8" or 174 centimeters for anyone who uses my
chart. Are you? Wow.
You said you're 123 pounds?
I'm 120 pounds, I think, right now, but my weight fluctuates between like 118 and 122. Like I'm like always right around 120.
Wow, I think my left thigh weighs about that much. So yeah. That's cool.
One of my butt cheeks.
I held Mika's thigh up when we were in Long Beach, and I was like, this is about 120 pounds.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm trying to lose. I wish I had that problem. God, well, this weekend was not good for my diet because we just decided to house a bunch of pizza and carbs.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, I am all back up to like 170 something now. Whoops.
And y'all are whatever weight you guys are at, it's working for you.
It's okay. I'm on a boatload of Adderall with us, right,
Dakota.
Now. So
Dakota, come on. Yeah. that's awesome. I love the idea of, yeah, like of a husband, you know, because you hear about all these bad stories about relationships, and it's nice to see like a success story.
Yeah.
What would you like? Do you have any advice for people who like getting through hard times? Was there anything that like you had to make concessions about? Mm-hmm. Is there what would you tell people who are wanting to have something similar like that, like to do or to look for or to expect?
I would say like loyalty is just a huge thing for me. I'm a very loyal person. and I put off transitioning for a while. Like, I kind of realized that I was transgender about like 8 years ago. And I didn't actually start hormone replacement therapy until like a little under 2 years ago. So I was careful. I slid into it slowly. I made sure that my husband was really comfortable with everything. There were things that made him uncomfortable at first, and I just was really careful about it and really respectful. Respect is huge for me in my relationship and just any of my relationships. That's like, I always put that as kind of like my top priority, is being respectful. But yeah, we're both just totally in it to win it. And we love each other so much. And I will really, honestly, like, I almost feel bad saying that, but I'll make any concession or do anything at the end of the day to make him happy. And he feels the same way, which is why he was comfortable with me transitioning, I guess.
That's cute. Nice. That's so sweet. Oh, I love that. Bree,
what were some of the things you had to, like, pump the brakes on or go slow with?
Being on hormone replacement therapy, for sure. Like, I started dressing like a woman a lot 8 years ago. I think it was 8 years ago, maybe like 10 years ago. I had always like worn women's clothing and done women's things. Like, before I transitioned, I was very gothic. Well, I still am very gothic, but I was like a boy who wore makeup my whole life. But just like the whole medical part of it, like, I wasn't sure how much my body would change, both just physically and sexually and stuff like that. Like, obviously being on HRT can highly affect your sexual performance. So I was like, okay, if that starts changing, like, obviously it's going to put a massive piece into our relationship that we're going to have to grapple with. So I was really careful with it. And even when I went to my doctor to get hormones, I was almost like, oh, I don't know if I should do this. Like, I remember talking to my doctor, and she was like, listen, I already looked you up online. I've read interviews that you've done. This is the right path for you. I can tell you that for sure. And I was like, really?
And she's
like, yeah, just get on them. Just try them. She's like, take them for a day, for 2 days, see how they feel. And the moment I put it in my mouth, I was like, never stopping.
Sorry, I need to stop clapping.
Yeah, I like that. It's like a, got it.
On another awesome side note, did anybody else scroll all the way to the bottom to see the gothic phase? Because I did. I went to November 23rd, 2011.
Yes. Ooh. First Instagram
post. The whole thing. What do you have to say for yourself? No, I'm kidding.
I stand by all of my past appearances and looks. I know some of them are really psychotic, but I'm here for it.
I have a question about the goth lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Is it just like an appearance thing, like the clothes you wear, the makeup you wear, or is it actually like some kind of like background behind it? Like, do you have to do things certain ways, or like a special club membership like Costco or anything, or how does that work?
No, it's just fashion. And I don't dress goth all the time too. Like, I'm like a fashion chameleon. I love wearing different stuff. So I like either doing like a really dark aesthetic or a really angelic, like soft light aesthetic.
No.
Yeah.
So cute. Yeah.
There's definitely not like any rules to join it. And anytime someone tries to put rules on it, I feel like the goth community is always like, no.
See, I asked because I attended a furry event one time, and I went just to have fun. So I got a cat costume from like the Halloween store, and I had a tail and a fuzzy suit and stuff. And they took me, they acted like if I was almost making fun of them or something, but I was just having fun. But they take it so seriously. Like, they create a whole side character. And if you are not actually involved with the community, they don't really accept you. It's kind of a bummer.
Get your Halloween ass out of here.
Yeah. I was trying to have fun and I felt so uncomfortable there.
There might be people who gatekeep a little bit in the goth community, but honestly, fuck all of them.
Yeah, I feel like
it's just clothing and fashion, and if you love it, you should. Danny.
Oh, wait, what? Did I say that? Did that come out of my mouth? that's awesome. I really enjoy your, like, your looks are always so unique, and I mean, just everything is beautiful. It's just you put like so much different spins on everything, and it's wonderful.
Thank you.
Where did, like, for those who are interested, who like, for the five people who don't follow you on Instagram, what is your Instagram?
It's just my first name, which is Dakota, spelled like the states, and then there's an underscore, and then my last name, which is Kuhn, and that's spelled K-U-H-N.
There's a state of Dakota?
There is. There's two of them.
Have you ever been to either one of them?
I have. I've been through both of them.
Okay.
Yeah, but
have you been to Middle Dakota though?
What's that?
Have you been to Central Dakota though?
You mean like in the middle of what the state?
She goes right on the line. If you straddle the line, you're in.
There's north and south. There's always got to be central, right?
There was a woman in LA when I was out there waiting for my plane yesterday, and her name was Virginia, and I asked her if she'd ever been to Virginia, and she goes no, and I was like, the fuck, like. I think that's just the weirdest. It's like somebody named Dallas who's like never been to Texas. It's like, what? Come on, like that's your name. Especially
your namesake,
Virginia.
You have to go visit it.
So what?
I said it's your namesake. You have to go visit.
You're not officially Virginia until you've been to Virginia. Although it kind of sucks here. So, which one of the Dakotas is your favorite?
Probably South.
Why?
I think that the nature is just a little bit prettier, especially like on the opposite side, far away from far away from Minnesota.
What is the capital of South Dakota?
Oh my god, is it Bismarck? Wait, why are you asking that? Oh,
I don't know.
Geography test all of a sudden.
I don't know.
No, I love random like what's the capital of, like, because a lot of people, I don't know. I can never remember capitals of places. Like Texas City, and California City, but I think, right? But have you ever been to Virginia?
I have not. I've never been, I think, anywhere south. I think the farthest south I've been is Chicago.
Really? Wait.
I'm
Chicago's
the database.
So far up there.
Yeah, I haven't been anywhere south at all. I really want to go further south. I've been to like New York City, and I've been all the way to Hawaii. I guess Hawaii is probably the most south I've been because that's really close to the equator.
Yeah.
The continent. So like, I feel like that doesn't count.
I think the farthest south I've ever been, I licked a butthole once. Does that count?
Oh, I've been to Las Vegas. Vegas, and I've been to Arizona too. So that's the farthest south I've been.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but it's like it's on the west side of things. Yeah, Vegas is fun. Everyone.
We're gonna do a Girl Out Girls Vegas trip too.
Oh yeah.
And actually,
Invite.
Yeah, open invite if you want to go.
Missouri's an open invite.
I got a message
too.
Yesterday from a friend, Mia, who is on, who is planning an actual trip, and she hit me up and was like, "Do you want to go in March?" And so I'm going to go to Vegas in March. And anybody else who wants to go, I'm
nice.
Apparently, I don't know if I should be saying this, but yeah, everybody should go.
It's out there now. Everyone's going to show up.
Yeah, it's going to be a bunch of like the.
I'm going to Arizona in March, so I'll be not too far from there.
Ooh, let's go.
Nice.
Let's go.
What are your ladies' gambling game of choice if you're at a casino?
Roulette.
I hate roulette. I'm so bad at that.
Fuck you. I do reds and blacks. That's it.
I just learned how to play blackjack like a week ago. One of my friends taught me how to play it on VR chat. So I've never played it like in person, but I've played it in the digital world.
Nice.
I got really into party poker for a long time and lost a bunch of money. But my family has kind of like gambling addictions. We get addicted to things really easily. And so, yeah, roulette is easy though, because you can just like, I don't know. I have my numbers. Mm-hmm. I have my system.
It may be easy, but I lose so much money on roulette.
Is that the one where like the ball goes into the wheel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My game is craps. I love craps. It's so fun. It's like everyone works together or against each other. And it's, I don't know, it's super fun.
Well, that's what like roulette. I mean, so what I've found though with roulette is if somebody's like, don't bet against anybody. Like if somebody's going on red, don't go on black because that's bad juju. And and if you start betting, then because then you're like going against somebody and they're going to start rooting against you. And because I'm unlucky, I usually lose.
That's why you just pick green and lose all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's another tip for anybody is like when you go, if you can find a table with just one green, because usually there's zero and double zero, mm-hmm. and the double zeros, it makes it it lowers your odds because it can hit either one. But if there's only one, then better odds.
Yeah, if there's two, it's like 32-1. I think if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
my very best, most memorable gambling moment. My best friend and I were in Vegas. We walked up to a high rollers table. I think we put down like $100, rolled the dice twice. We won, doubled what we put down. We chest bumped in front of everybody. Then we grabbed our winnings and we left. It was such a high. It was so fun.
Wait, was this before or after transitioning?
It was before.
Oh, I'd love to see you chest bump right now.
I had a friend that I chest bumped with. It hurts now.
LA. Yeah, that's
a lie.
LP.
They don't call these chesticles for anything. It hurts.
Yeah.
That was one of the things I was the most surprised about after being on HRT is how sensitive your chest gets. Like I knew that it got sensitive and I knew that it would kind of hurt sometimes, but I wasn't ready for like a breeze on the wind to send me away.
Yes.
I know that you've hit them on a door jam at some point far, right? Like you turn, you just knock it into a door jam.
No, luckily not. But my dog, I have a puppy and he loves to like pounce on my.
Hot.
Yeah. When I first started, likes to lay on me in the morning and that's 55 pounds laying on boob.
Oh my God.
When I first started hormones, I was laying on the floor on my chest and my little one was, I think, 6 at the time. He ran behind me and jumped on my back and shoved my chest into the floor. Oh. And that hurt so bad. It was awful.
Well, I remember before I came out to everybody, I was still on hormones, but I hadn't told anybody. And I was helping people move and they're like,
wait, Danny's trans too?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, I used to have a different name. And so they were like, hey, David, here, have this. And they pushed a box into my chest. And I was just like, okay, this is great. I definitely didn't just hurt a whole bunch.
Your family is oblivious with that. Like, I remember FaceTiming you at Christmas time, and you just had like your surgery not that long ago, and your dad came up and slapped you in the face.
Oh, yeah. I just had
surgery, dang it.
Everybody's been, I have a 2-year-old daughter and she, even today, she smacked me right in my nose. And I was just like, why? This never happened before. Or at least I never noticed it at least.
Yeah.
But
I know you had a rhinoplasty when you did your FFS, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I get the whole.
Like really hard still.
Yeah. It's really weird. It's like, it feels like there's like it doesn't feel like it's my nose.
Yeah. Gosh, I had a nose job like I think 10 years ago. It was a really long time ago. And I was shocked by how long it stayed that hard for.
Yeah. Well, they were saying like 1 to 2 years before the swelling goes down. And I was just like, I'm going to have this freaking schnoz when I move to New York.
Yeah. And it feels like weird. Like it almost feels like if you get like bumped or something, like it's not flexible enough. Like I remember feeling like if I got hit, it would like just like snap or something.
Yeah. I keep worrying that like,
I have the same problem with my penis. Sometimes it stays harder than you want it to. I bump it on things. You don't want to snap it off. That's the worst.
Can confirm.
No one here wants to do that.
Yeah. That actually happened to me once. We can go into that if you want.
Can I ask you a personal question, Dakota?
Yes, please do. You guys can ask literally anything. I'm totally
like question. Do you still have your down there part that you were born with?
I do, yeah. I'm like totally not. I haven't had any operations done other than my rhinoplasty, so.
That's amazing. God, you look
and I don't. Now, when you say rhinoplasty, are you transforming into a rhinoceros? Or what is that?
Yes.
Nice. Very cool. That's different.
I'm still waiting for the horn to grow. It's taking a while. I don't know. It's fine.
So like the bad guy in Spider-Man.
I don't know.
I guess in What are your thoughts on all that stuff? Do you plan on having anything else done? Do you want anything?
Danny stole my question. That's what I was leading up to. And Danny stole it. So hey, fine, take the credit, Danny. Whatever.
Team, baby. We're a team. A tag team.
I do want to get FFS done so badly. I'm actually in the process of figuring that out right now. I have an intake appointment with a therapist in 1 week, so I can get my clinical dysphoria diagnosis, because apparently I need that to have my health insurance cover my FFS. And then I'll get a trach shave, and I might get a breast augmentation in the future, but I'm 50-50 on that, and I feel like you should be 100% on surgery before you have it. So
yeah, BA is no joke, because it's before, when I'd go out running and I had the fake ones in, you could just if I got nervous, I could just take them out. These ones you can't take. Well, I can. It just takes a lot of effort to take them out, and it's probably pretty painful. I wish they'd put a zipper on there. I could just slide them in, slide them out. But
literally,
it's not
a Velcro pocket.
Yeah.
When I first started transitioning, I really wanted FFS, but I was still pretty new to the lingo. I didn't know what it was called. So I told the doctor I wanted IBS. And she just said, well, you could eat a lot of Taco Bell. And I was like, all right, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that's the the blast from the past.
Somehow still ended up with IBS. That's completely altered. None of that actually took place.
You can have mine.
Mika's stand-up comedy show coming soon.
Mika is our resident comedian. So Dakota, what is one thing about 2024 you're most excited about?
I'm in my friend's wedding, and she was my best friend in my childhood. And it's also the first wedding that I'm in where I'll get to be a bridesmaid. So I'm really
nice.
Selfish reason, but I'm mostly just excited to see her get married and happy and stuff like that.
What's the color theme?
My bridesmaid's dress.
Yeah.
Black.
It's kind of a pink, a rusty pink kind of tone.
Ooh.
Are you going to go goth Barbie? Oh,
I wish. No, I'm going to totally play down everything, because my friend is a very natural girl, a very soft girl. So I'll probably lean into my more angelic, soft aesthetic.
Oh, cute. Nice.
The wedding. Awesome. Yeah, I'm super excited. I think that's probably the thing I'm the most excited about. That, and hopefully I'm able to get FFS before the end of the year. Hopefully.
It's
same.
You know, have you researched doctors or anything?
I've started looking. I think I'm going to go to Mayo Clinic, but I'm not 100% sure yet. But Mayo Clinic's here in Minnesota. It's in the city called Rochester. And they have a team of people who do that regularly. So that's what I want. I just want to go to a doctor that really knows what they're doing with it.
I do love Mayo.
Oh, I have a question. Okay. Since you're a professional makeup artist, I'm not very good. I think I watched a lot of YouTube videos when I was early on transitioning. I found a style I liked and I just stuck with it. Yeah. But from a professional, what can I do, or what should I be doing that could help my femininity?
I think you look very feminine already, so I don't think there's really too much that you. But if I was to offer you one makeup tip that I would like to see on you personally, and this is a very personal thing, because makeup is all about that person's style, that person's aesthetic, that person's opinion on what they think is beautiful. Personally, I would do a lip liner on your upper lip.
Ooh, that'd be cute.
That would be my first thing that I would want to do on you if you were in my makeup chair and I had free reign to do anything.
God, nice. I actually, and because I wake up at 1:30 in the morning and get ready for work, I do have a nice liner and then the lipstick. But then I come home and then I rest and I just kind of slap it on real fast before we go on camera.
Yeah, but you look great. You look great, right?
Stop
it. Ooh, oh my, roast me next, because I don't wear makeup.
It was we went on Saturday. Mika did both of our Mika helped me with my eyelashes, because I put fake ones on, and helped Bree with contouring. What'd you do to Bree's face?
Just shadow. Eyeshadow. You were supposed to do contouring.
Yeah, okay, just kidding.
Yeah.
And I used the tips that I got from my sweet friend Dakota Kuhn to not, I mean, obviously not now. I do this because it's, I don't know, it's kind of my shtick for the fucking podcast. But when I'm going out to be around humans, I was going a little bit softer and did the contouring like you told me and did the nose thing like you told me. And I loved it. It's so fun. Anybody who's out there who is needing makeup tips, Dakota is a fan fucking tastic person to consult with.
Yeah.
Worth every penny.
I do makeup lessons online. I charge $100 for an hour for it. So if anyone that's listening is looking for someone to do something like that with them,
wow,
I would love
it's worth it.
I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah, the makeup industry is definitely, it pays very well, but it's a lot of work behind the scenes too. Like for every hour that you're spending working with someone, there's a lot of like time spent booking and researching, and then of course you have to pay taxes and stuff like that. So
A lot of people ask me to do their makeup. Mm-hmm. They think because I know how to do mine, I know how to do theirs. Oh, and I don't. Like, it's so like strategic.
It's so different.
Like different eye shapes require different types of makeup and
just
it's tough. Makeup. Like you I don't know how to apply mine. And whenever I do other people's makeup, they just end up looking like me. That's pretty much it.
Not the worst thing though.
I don't know how to bring out the best in what people have.
Yeah, for me too. I think like the most difficult part and my favorite part about it is you really have to figure out that person's aesthetic and what they think is beautiful. Because it's like you could put something that looks fantastic on someone, and if it just doesn't feel like them to them, it can feel very off-putting.
Yeah, and
they're paying me to make them feel good about themselves. Like that's the name of the game with makeup. You want that person to feel beautiful and look in a way that makes them feel confident.
I had a friend who told me, because I went to the Ulta and got makeup lessons from this girl, and I didn't realize it until like too late. But my friend gave me some good advice where she was like, only get makeup advice from people who you like their makeup. Because I remember going in there and being like, she looked kind of like a clown, I think. Was that sort of the aesthetic, like sort of like a clown at the fair? And she also loved earth tones on my face, and I don't do well with earth tones apparently. So and she also, like, she was a cis girl and she only did cis girl makeup, so she didn't know how
to, we don't talk to those kind of people on this show.
Right.
And so she didn't know how to like contour a trans woman. I mean, this is back in the day too, when I had like my Neanderthal brow and my crooked ass nose, and she made my nose look even bigger and my eyes look even smaller. And I was just like, it didn't work out very well. But then I went back to her again because I was so desperate.
At least y'all put in effort. I fucking tattooed on my eyeliner and I called it a day.
Hey.
Which looks great for you. You look great with no makeup on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Babe.
100%.
Y'all lying, but that's fine.
Is it true that...
play it.
What? Oh, sorry.
Really?
Oh, yeah, you're true. Impressions every time that song plays.
Yeah, she gets excited every time.
Take like screen captures of all of them and make a little like cutout of your face to send. Right.
You can cut out whatever you want.
You're giving like 8 different types of emotions when that little sound effect pops up.
I want to see. Oh gosh.
You went a little Zoolander there for a minute, like
So Dakota, so you're pretty popular on the internet. How often do people when you're like out at like a store or like answering the door when an internet provider person comes by or anything like that, that's people go, are you Dakota? I follow you on Instagram.
Yeah, I feel like it happens like more so I get recognized. I've done makeup in the metro here in the Twin Cities metro area for so long that people usually recognize me for that. Like, oh, I think you did like my girlfriend's wedding, or like,
did
you work at this mall? Like blah, blah, blah. From Instagram, I don't get recognized too often, I wouldn't say, to be honest with you. But I feel like Minnesotans are so passive that even if they do recognize me, I feel like they wouldn't say anything.
There's like Oh, she's so cute over there now, but I'm not going to bother her.
Exactly. Like, you'd be surprised by the amount of stares that I don't get going out into public looking like this, really? Especially in Minnesota, which is not a very makeup wearing state.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I never would have guessed.
Yeah.
So wait, so you must be like a Minnesota like 20, because you're like a, like in Virginia, you're like a Virginia like 22. Bree and I went out to LA, and mm-hmm. I'd say like I'm a Virginia 8, but I was in LA 2. It was
no. Awesome. No. I'm sure you're wonderful.
I like to say that I was in Austin like 6, and then I came to North Carolina and I doubled that. I'm a 12 here. And then I went to Los Angeles. So I was like a -3.
Oh,
I'm a California 4.5, and right out of the ocean, maybe like 4.25. Think about it.
Penis joke.
Yeah. I'm always talking about penises. Sorry. My bad.
That's what I do. Love a good penis. So
he's got that penile denial.
I do love a good dick.
Is it time for a Mika minute?
Mm-hmm. Is it that time already?
Is it time for a Mika minute?
Let's do it. Oh, it's that time again, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the Mika Minute.
Mika Minute.
Woo. Dakota, we talk to a lot of trans people on this show. And like I always say, we always talk about trans topics and that gets boring. So I like to change it up and ask some personal questions, if you don't mind.
I'm ready.
Well, you listen to the podcast, so you know about this, right?
I do, yes.
Awesome. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. First question. What are your top three fears or phobias?
Water.
Like a cup drinking of water it? Or deep water?
I'm so scared of drinking it. I just can't. No, I'm just kidding. Like being in water, like deep water, swimming in like the ocean or something like that. It freaks me out so much.
That one's agoraphobia.
Like where you can't see the bottom?
Yeah.
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 Or being in water, like I really don't like it. I've almost like low-key drowned like 3 times in my life, so... Yeah, starting when I was really young, I was in a pool on like an inflatable mattress. This is one of my first memories, and my dad jumped on one side of it and then like catapulted me.
Oh.
And I started like breathing in a ton of water. So there was that. And then I had an instance when I was taking swimming lessons where the instructor like yanked the kickboard away from me and I inhaled a ton of water and it was really embarrassing. Yeah. And
then
I rolled down a river and almost went over a waterfall.
Whoa,
yikes.
So I almost drowned in a hot tub this weekend.
What was that?
I almost drowned in a hot tub this weekend.
She did.
I forgot about that.
It was really like, it was cute, but it would have been funny if it weren't so sad.
Hey, something good came of it. You'll notice I'm not vaping on the show anymore.
I'm not vaping on the show anymore.
Was it a vape-related accident?
Well, it was just in my hand, and it went in the hot tub, too. I was like, you know, this thing's attached to you 24/7.
Bree missed a step walking into the hot tub, and the next thing you knew, she was completely submerged.
Really eager to get
in. I didn't even miss a step. I was stepping in, and it was a lot deeper than I thought. So I just...
Poor thing.
Just went in.
I was trying to help her send it, but I was like, Bree's drowning.
It's like the slow drown.
It was pretty cute.
Okay, so anyway. Three phobias. Water being one of them.
Top clapping.
I don't know what my other ones are. I feel like I'm not afraid of a whole lot, to be honest. Maybe like being like isolated. Like I'm a very social person. I love my fellow humans. So I think being isolated would really bother me.
They're so weird though. There's so many of them.
I know. I love it. I love people.
They have so many inputs and outputs.
Maybe like something like not being able to like use my hands for work. I wouldn't say that's a fear, but I have like a benign tremor. I don't know if you guys can see, but I like shake a little bit all the time.
Oh.
And I always have this fear in the back of my mind that I'm like, that it's going to get worse. And obviously if you're shaking like super bad, like you, how are you going to do makeup like that? You know?
Okay. That's legit.
Okay. Next one. Here we go. Let's say heaven is proven to exist. What would your ideal version of heaven be? Whether from a movie or a TV show or something you think it's going to be like. For me, I don't know if anyone's seen The Good Place. Yeah. I think heaven's going to be like that.
My idea of heaven would be... That is a good question. It's a hard question. I would say it'd be a lot like Earth, but there'd be like no death and everyone would be like in a good mood all the time and happy and... Yeah, I don't think that that's a rendition of heaven in a movie or anything like that, but yeah, just like everything's more like happy, I guess. Sorry.
Okay.
Sure. I had a dirty answer too, but I'm gonna.
And there's just dicks everywhere. Glory holes lining all the walls.
Hot. It was something like that. You're going a little.
I got you.
Just takes all over.
Well, I am kind of hoping that the Backstreet Boys are on demand in heaven, kind of like This Is the End. I don't know if anyone's seen that movie, but that's how it ended. Okay, next question. This one actually isn't completely about you. I'm including your husband. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
So this question is, who is on your husband's hall pass list? And would you actually be okay with him going through with it if the opportunity actually came up?
Like if like my husband would sleep with him or I would.
Yeah, like no, you. Who's on your husband's list? Like who he's allowed to sleep with if he has opportunity, like celebrities.
That's a good fucking question. Good job. Yeah.
What? Danny?
I feel like honestly, like so we're not in an open relationship, but we're also open to dating. And we've like
really
talked about dating people together like that. So I feel like it could be like almost anyone as long as we had a conversation about it beforehand.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Anyone?
Well, celebrity-wise, do you know who's on his list?
Who he likes specifically. Yeah. All I can think of are like different people that he follows on Instagram who aren't celebrities.
Like Mika.
I feel like he likes a lot of different like... male celebrities that are like just the types of guys that like everyone likes. Like he has pretty standard taste in men and he's pretty open-minded too. So he's like if we're watching something and I'm like, oh, he's hot. My husband's always like, yeah, he is hot. And then if I'm like, or if he says, oh, he's hot, like it's like a 50-50 chance that I will not be attracted to the guy at all. Cause I have very, I have very exact taste in men. Like I like a very certain type of guy and that's like all I'm attracted to, really.
Can you describe this I like your mm-hmm. type?
I'm really attracted to beards. If a guy is clean shaven, like I barely ever see guys that I think are hot without beards. I like darker features. And then for me it's like a personality thing too. Like you have to be a very certain type of like, I really like guys who give that, like, daddy energy, I guess. So,
yeah.
And my husband can totally get into that, too. But my husband likes a little bit more of, like, obviously he was dating me back when, before I transitioned, I was this little twinkie-looking goth guy. So he likes way more feminine, like.
I love twinkies.
Yeah.
I like ding-dongs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do, Mika.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Dakota. That has been the Mika 10-minute minute.
Thank you for sharing your minute with me.
Thank you.
I want to ask my question. Mm-hmm. Okay, Dakota. What is your transition theme song, I guess?
I've heard you guys ask this on podcasts in the past, so I actually have an answer prepared.
What?
So there's an album by the artist Poppy that's called Am I a Girl? It's literally the name of the album. And the whole thing is like trans anthems, in my opinion. I relate to them very, very heavily. So that whole album could be my theme song. But if I was to choose one, it'd maybe be like the song Cheek Chick, which is just like a fun pop song. about being like a fierce feminine individual.
Cute. Nice.
Yeah. And when I listen to that, I always think about my transition, the whole album, because that's basically like, I feel like what it's about. Though Poppy's not trans, I feel like she definitely leaned into a lot of like gender topics and a lot of topics from like a feminine perspective.
Huh.
Okay.
That's awesome. I'll listen to that when we're done here.
Oh, I'm changing my theme song again.
No.
My new theme song?
No.
Detachable Penis.
Oh. Well, is that an actual song?
It is. You gotta look it up. It's really fun.
Who sings that?
I don't even know.
Sounds like Mudvayne.
So, wait, Dakota, you said you've been on hormones for less than 2 years?
Yeah, I started in June of 2022, I think. And I started by taking Spiral for...
We've been on
Spiral for like 2 or 3 months.
Yeah. Wait, what day in June?
I don't know, actually. I wouldn't be surprised if I like went back and checked and it actually wasn't even June.
I started July 1st,
I was June 17th of 2022.
Oh my gosh, wow.
That's my birthday. That's my actual birthday.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
We are like, God, you're doing so much better than I
am. We're like trans twins. No, oh my God, no, you're doing better than me. You've done so much more than me.
I was just a horrendous dude. And so I was like, one of the things that I do like to tell, like to ask people is, and I've had a really good like streak of people, agreeing with this, but, I always tell people that like nobody goes down when they transition. They, like if you're like at this level of attractiveness as a guy or a girl and you transition, you're only going to get more attractive or stay the same. But you're like, I think everybody who is out there who's like, I don't know, I'm okay looking now, but I don't want to be ugly. It's like, you won't be. You won't be.
Yeah.
You will be happier. You will like yourself more, and you're definitely going to be more attractive.
Yeah.
Just because of just that energy you're going to give off, and also you usually just attract people.
I know. Like for me, I was actually shocked before. This is more before I started, wearing feminine clothes. Because when I was dating before I met my husband, of course I was like 17 then, so I was super young, but. I felt like a lot of gay guys didn't like me because I was so feminine and so girly. Like I talk like a girl, I kind of move like a girl. I give off such feminine energy and I did before even transitioning. So I kind of felt like I was like undesirable. And I felt like if I transitioned I felt like in my mind, like the more feminine I got, the less attractive that I would become just to everyone. And I'm very much not attracted to femininity from a sexual standpoint either. So I was kind of infusing my own type of attraction into it. Like, oh God, guys are just so sexy and I'm not a guy like that. Like I could never be a guy like that. It's just not who I am. And
totally.
I was shook when I first started like cross-dressing and posting pictures of it on the internet, which I was just doing for my own, like, hey, everyone, this is me. This is what I feel good in. This is kind of like, you know, I was not ready for the flood of men. That would be like scratching and crawling their way toward me.
Hell yeah. It's crazy. Like LA was, that's the first time like walking through a crowd of people and having to stop and be like, hey, I really like your tattoo. And it's like, I know you're looking at my boobs. Mm-hmm. I know you are. So, but I appreciated it. That's awesome. I do like to always get like advice because we have a bunch of new egg cracks or people who are about to crack eggs. A lot of omelets here. And just like to get like advice for like ways to avoid, say, like speed bumps or anything that you ran to that you would advise people either to look out for or to avoid or things to prepare for. Do you have any advice for our new trans?
Yes. So I actually have an aunt, my dad's sister, who's trans. And I talked to her before I started transitioning, and she told me, she's like, the trans women that I know that are really happy with their transitions go into it with zero expectations. And the trans women who I know who aren't happy with their transitions go into it with the most expectations. And she's like, there's definitely a correlation into how much you're expecting and how happy you actually end up being. And I fully went into my transition with that advice, like right at the forefront of my mind. And that was a very valuable piece of advice. Thank you, Aunt Tessa.
Oh, that's so cute.
There's a saying that goes with that. It's always keep your expectations low and you'll never be disappointed.
I always go in expecting the worst. And
what's that from? That's from a movie.
It is.
Pleasantly surprised.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember what it's from, but I've been saying it.
Okay. One of the things that I tell people is like, no matter how, I know everybody thinks their like relationship is going to be different. I thought mine was going to be different. I was like, okay, she loves me for me, not because of my penis. No. Most people, I would say, if you go into it expecting that like your relationship with your significant other is going to stay the same, there's a large chance it won't.
Yeah.
And if it does, you're really freaking lucky.
Yeah.
So I think your story is beautiful. Like, I think that's fantastic. And yeah.
I feel like for me too, like me and my husband were both just very apprehensive of it. But now that I've done it and I'm like pretty much most of the way through it to a point where the biggest changes have kind of happened already. Cause he's not going to care if like my chin's a little softer, like he's not going to suddenly lose interest. You know what I mean? But I feel like he's genuinely a lot more happier just because I'm so much happier.
Yeah.
He's always like, gosh, you're so much nicer now. Not that I was a mean person before, but that testosterone coming through my veins definitely made me more aggressive, and he appreciated that I'm not much like that. So, and just everything too, like, how we connect sexually and stuff like that, way better. Like I prefer literally everything now as opposed to like what I had before. There's a few key differences that I'm not as happy about, but they're very few and far between.
Hot in here.
We're going to get into that very shortly.
After cover.
It is time for my question.
Yay!
So, if you were going to call anyone out to be on the show, who would you like to see on the show?
I have a whole slew of trans girls that live in Minnesota here, mm-hmm. who I would love to see on the show. There's an individual who lives up north on the north shore of Lake Superior. And her name is on Instagram is Diane Duluth. I would love to see her. She's very outspoken online and has a very active presence on social media. And she has a unique perspective. Is she single? Yeah, I believe she is single. Mm. And I know that she dates trans women too. Yeah, she's super lovely, super great. I've met her once in person, and I really enjoyed my time with her. Also, I have another girlfriend here in the city. She's named Chloe.
Ooh, I love that name.
Yeah, she's, you guys, so beautiful, like shockingly gorgeous. And she has a good friend named Danny. Who,
like, she want another one?
She might. she's the trans girl who kind of like took me under her wing when I first started transitioning and was kind of like walked me through kind of like my first steps.
I wish I had one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I felt like I had to do it all on my own.
Yeah,
that's, you just followed Mika.
I'm so lucky, to honestly.
I needed a trans godmother to walk me through it.
Yeah,
like a drag mom, but trans mom.
And my little sister is married to a trans woman as well. So I have like, I'm just surrounded by trans people.
Freaking nice. Awesome. Oh my God.
Yeah. And they were married too before her wife transitioned. So that's another story of a couple that stayed together transitioning.
How is this? What? Maybe we just suck, y'all.
No. No, definitely not that. I feel like part of it too is just like, My family's very loyal. They're not the type of people to like.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like that. Loyalty is huge, though. Like that's the one thing that I've realized is like, if you're gonna marry somebody freaking loyal, because otherwise they ditch you real quick.
Right. Like I'm a ride or die type of girl, no matter what. Just really with all my friendships and relationships, like if I cut someone off, like you know you fucked up, because I don't do that to people often.
Oh, good. Okay, we can be friends.
Yes.
Yes. That's wonderful. I think, yeah, cool. All right, I got a new best friend. All right, fun time. Well, sorry, y'all want to do your final thoughts and then jump into after hours? Yeah. Mika, go.
Final thoughts.
Go.
Dakota, your makeup is awesome. You're awesome. So pretty. You have like the cutest voice ever.
I know.
And, right? Yeah, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me. I'm very honored to be here. And to all the listeners, thank you for watching. Thank you for having an interest in me. And good luck with what everyone's doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you teach me how to talk like you? Because this is my feminine voice.
Yeah.
And you want to hear my normal voice?
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. This is Michaela. This is my actual voice. I was born with this voice. And, I don't like it.
So I feminize it like this.
I kind of like your normal voice, the non-feminine version.
That's kind of hot, Mika. God,
thank you.
Where was that this weekend?
It's giving overlords, god, like energy, and I
usually only bring out that voice when I'm pooping. I'm like, I'm so exhausted. I know I'm goofing around a lot on this podcast, but I am just trying to, whatever.
You're doing good. Exhausted Mika. I'm a fan.
Okay, good.
Dakota, thank you again for coming on and like, and just for being just like an inspiration. Like you are looking at your Instagram and getting to talk to you, and I feel like everybody who gets to interact with you is better for it. So
thank you. That makes me so happy, because that's all I'm online for. I'm here to help out my fellow humans and help encourage people and uplift them and give them inspiration, whether it's artistic or otherwise.
Yeah. We do a great job, and it your energy shows through, and it's beautiful. So thanks for coming on and sharing it with our listeners.
Yeah. Keep doing what you're doing. You're a fucking baddie.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. and if you ever decide that you want to haul pass with Girl Like Girls, just hit us up. Anyway, there it is. yeah, cool. Well, this has been fun. Thanks everybody for listening, all our listeners. And if you are a member of our Patreon, we'll see you in the after hours. If not, you should try it. It's really great. We go real deep. We're gonna get fun tonight.
With stars.
Ooh,
nice.
Yeah, ooh. It's gonna be really hot. So if you're not a subscriber, check us out, patreon.com/girl-like-girls or something like that. I don't know, look it up. Look it up, ding dongs. Anyways.
Good advertising.
Yeah.
Killing it.
Anyways, for Girl Dad Girls, I am that QT Danny B.
I'm Garcia.
I'm Bree Saint Marie.
And we have our wonderful guest, Dakota Kuhn. Thank you again, Dakota. And we'll see everybody in the after hours. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
This has been a production of Girl Dad Girls Podcast. Check out new episodes every Thursday. If you are interested in knowing more, please email info@girldadgirls.com or find us on Instagram @girldadgirls. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.